Now, Nick Cater, who is an executive director of the Menzies Research Centre, wrote a column in The Australian this week asking the question, is recycling a load of old rubbish? Nice play on words. Nick said that curbside recycling is yet another guilt-ridden eco-fad that on close examination turns out to be economic garbage. Now, we've got Nick Cater on the line for a chat. You there, Nick?
Yes, morning, George. Morning,
G'day, Paul. Nick. Morning, how Paul. Are you?
Now, listen, what I want to know is, at our place, we've got those bins. You know, you put your glass in this one, you put your paper in that one. Everybody is holier than thou. We're all doing the right thing. Now you're telling us it's all a con.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, and I feel pretty bad about this, you know, because I've been carefully sort of separating my ginger beer bottles from the, you know, empty tuna cans and the waste paper for years and, you know, doing the right thing. But it turns out that most of this stuff now is going in the tip, you know. It either goes straight into the landfill or a lot of it's just sitting around in recycling yards because they can't find a buyer, particularly the plastic at the moment, you know. So it's sort of really disappointing, I think, because we all thought we were doing the right thing, but there's just no economic model to do it, unfortunately.
So where was most of the actual recycling being done? As I understand it, a lot of this rubbish was actually being sent off to China to be recycled. Is that
right?
Yeah,
the plastic in particular. We used to have a plastic recycling plant in South Australia up until about August this year, but that closed because the electricity price got too high because of all the windmills. So now the only 85% of the world's plastic, would you believe, is sent to China to recycle. But the Chinese government have now put up this new rule. They say we don't, you know, it's demeaning to take the world's rubbish. So they're stopping it now. So from the end of this year, they'll take no more plastic. They'll have nowhere to go.
So should we unofficially stop putting them into the recycling bins, Nick? Is it time not to do it anymore?
I don't know. It depends on your council, because where we are, they give you like a tiny bin to put your landfill in.
That's
and then
right.
a massive one to put the recycling in. So, you know, actually you're better off just keeping it in the recycling bin because it's free, you know.
Hang on a second. I hate charades. Let's look at it this way. At our place, we've got the regular garbage bin. We've got a yellow one where you put papers, and I think there's another one for all sorts of products. So when the trucks pull up to empty those bins, where do they go?
Well, they still take the recycling to a recycling plant and they still separate it out because actually the one thing that they can get value out of are the aluminium tins. So, you know, your tin of beer, they can crush that and they save 96% of the energy. So that's worthwhile turning that back into another tin. But that's about all. Like the glass at the moment is too heavy to transport.
So where does it go?
That they crush it and then they put it in the landfill.
What about the paper? All the old newspapers and all those Sydney Morning Heralds and things, you know, that we chuck out?
There is a market for paper. A lot of that does get recycled. But the paper market is basically saturated. You know, they've got about as much as they can use because obviously they have to have some original pulp in there, you know, to give strength to cardboard boxes and things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there's only a limited amount of that they can take and they're just about there. So, you know, there's not much of a market in it, but they just still get recycled. So, I think it's worth still doing. But, look, I wouldn't worry about the plastic.
You know, I recently saw something to this effect on Four Corners recently. They had a program about it. And they said that, and there was megatons of broken glass, I think was the main one, that was being, they export to overseas.
That's because glass is pretty cheap to make, right? Those glass goes in those bottles. It's cheaper to buy in imported cheap glass than it is to crush it and, you know, to recycle it here and make new bottles. So, that's just the economics of it.
So the bottom line on all this is it's not economically viable to actually do the recycling.
No, which is like much of the course this green fashionable stuff.
Don't get us started on the green nonsense. Yeah,
we all like the idea of getting our electricity from the wind and the sun and not digging up coal. Yeah. But guess what? It costs us a mint.
Costs us a lot more. Yeah.
It depends how much you're willing to pay to save the planet. You know.
Yeah. what's annoying me about this, Nick, is that they're playing on our guilt. You know, like if you don't put the glass in this one, if you don't put the papers and you know, Chris will say, now don't forget separate them and all that. And you go down. And you feel like you're doing the right thing, but in actual fact, they've played on our guilt. They've got us sort of dancing to their tune, and it's a waste of time.
Well, it is. It is, I'm afraid to say. And it's costing us money, right? Because it costs the recycling, you know, the collecting your garbage costs more because they've got to separate it out. You know, the products you buy in the shop cost more because they want to put some eco-carbon wrapper on it instead of just plain cling film. So, you know, it goes on and on. And in the end, we have to pay for this some, one way or another. It doesn't come for free.
So, Nick, you think it's not too far away, well, not too far away, when they're going to let us know that it's just a load of rubbish, not to bother doing it anymore, or they're going to keep conning us?
I think they'll just keep up the charade, as you say. I mean, because the fact is, you know, we have a lot of landfill space in this country because we dig a lot of mines and quarries. We're opening up more holes than we can fill, right? So landfill is not a problem in this country. In fact, they could use it to get take the methane gas off it, generate a bit of electricity. It's all very nice and eco-friendly. So, you know, I don't see the problem with landfill myself. I just think we should be able to just do it the simplest and cheapest way.
I'm just thinking, when your column appeared in Australian saying that recycling is just a load of old rubbish, I would imagine there would have been an emergency meeting at Green headquarters, and they would have been sitting around the table saying, "My God, what the hell do we do? What do we say?" And they would have probably passed a motion saying, "Best to say nothing."
I think that's right. You know, this is what they tend to do. You know, when things don't work out, so they plan that they're never going to turn around and say we got that one wrong.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Particularly all the companies have invested so much in this, in the recycling process. So it'll just keep going until it teeters out. But I'll tell you what, with the plastic, did you remember there was a big fire recycling plant in Chullora?
That's right, yeah.
That was plastic. That was bales of plastic that they couldn't send to China. Just went up in smoke, and there's another one, big one in Melbourne.
So what do they do when they get them at those recycling plants here? What do? They just pile up until the inevitable happens.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're hoping that the market might improve and they might be able to sell the stuff. But in the meantime, it sits there. There was a massive fire in Melbourne in August that sent this awful poisonous black smoke over this whole suburb, and people had to leave their homes. And you know, it was just terrible. But all this is just well-meaning green, save the planet stuff that goes badly wrong.
Any of these fires, do they seem coincidental to you, Nick?
Well, the fact is that you go to any recycling place around the country and they're stockpiling plastic and paper, you know, sooner or later it's going to go up, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Look, I'm going to, because I usually do the garbage run at our place. It's, you know, it's one of the hubby chores. We were talking about making hubby's lunch and things earlier, but that's a hubby chore. I take the garbage out. I'm going to put the empty bottles in with the regular garbage and see if an alarm goes off and see what happens and see whether I feel guilty about it, to be honest.
See whether they fine you.
Yeah.
It is a hubby chore, isn't it? When are they going to bring women's equality to the taking out the garbage?
Oh, don't go down that road.
I don't think that'll ever be a wife's chore.
We've got a truce happening at home. Everything's fine at home, so we don't need that, Nick.
Good.
All right, mate. Thank you very much.
Nick.
And
thank you.
On the column too. Excellent.
Thanks, George. Thanks, Paul.
See you later.
Good on you, Nick. Bye.
Nick Cater. And Nick is Nick's actually a very funny guy, but he's also the executive director of the Menzies Research Centre. He writes columns for The Australian, and he's a very knowledgeable bloke, too.